Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that we have a choice to either follow the religious crowd that loves the world, or the side of righteousness that follows the Lord. Follow along as we start there today. See, there's a choice between the crowd that is righteous, or should I say religious, but sensual, and the itching ears side, or on the other side, the side of righteousness, the truth side, sticking to the truth while walking in the light. You see, don't witness, you don't edify, you're not walking in the light. You may believe it, you may believe in it, but you don't walk in it. It's not your life. Instead, the itching ears side, it just makes me feel good about myself is all that matters. No, you need the truth. The choice is between loving God or loving the world. If the truth from the beginning is allowed to abide in you, so you're always in the Son and the Father, that is, you'll always be at home in public association with Him by your life, standing unashamedly for Jesus because you love Him, and you won't be ashamed to be identified with people who walk in light and holiness. And so, notice the promise there again in verse 25. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. The word promise is from a word in the Greek, which is a legal term, which means to do or give something. Here, it is a legal promise from God, the judge of the universe, to give eternal life for the believer in Christ Jesus, which is the opposite of verse 22 and 23. You see, those that deny Jesus is the Christ, was God come in the flesh, deny the doctrine of Christ, have not. Those that say, well, do the best you can, be morally good, be benevolent, all those kind of things. It makes people who are on drugs, drunkards, adulterers, homosexuals, the slut, and on we could go on down the line, think, well, I can't be saved. And people who do live better and try to live lives that are moral and benevolent and so forth, they think they are saved because they're that way. And they compare themselves. No person, my friend, deserves to go to heaven. All men deserve to go to hell. For the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Romans 5:20 says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. To my friend, because of that, there's no man this side of the grave that is without hope. All you have to do is come, and come as you are to Him. Now, he that denieth is that one that says there are many roads to heaven. They're trusting in a church membership or a baptism and doing the best you can or whatever. So the word for promise is used of the promises of God in the New Testament with one exception, which is in Acts chapter 23 and verse 21, where there it's lascivious, but making a promise, but it's always used of God otherwise. He that promised us makes it an official declared promise of the one who cannot lie, Hebrews 6:18. He promised eternal life. And if you could ever become unsaved after you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then it would never be eternal. Now, you may be taken home because of things in your life, for God really had planned to take your life out of this world. But understand, your life is eternal. Life is from the Greek word zoe, which means life in the spirit and soul. Jesus Christ is the ultimate life. And he gives us eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's his name that there's none other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. It's his name. It's his life. That is why after this mortal body is put off, we will receive, according to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, we will receive that body, this fashion, likened unto his glorious body. Oh, what a blessing that is. Fashion likened to his glorious body. It says, who shall change our vile body? Then may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby is able even to subdue all things to himself. Yes, my friend, he can do that for you and for me. And there's no other way but through Christ, and that is by repentance from sin. As Acts 20 and 21 says, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance towards God because he's the one that all sin is against. No matter if you shot me, that would be a sin against me perhaps, but really that would be a sin against God, same as if I shot you. Thou shalt not kill. And so, that would be a sin. So repentance from sin involves turning to God, seeking his forgiveness, realizing you are a sinner, and you want cleansed from your sin. And so, repentance towards God and faith in the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, Acts 20, 21, repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can go from the have-nots to the have in eternity. My friend, God wants to save your soul. He really does. He loves you. And he'll save you if you'll come to him. You say, Pastor, how do I become saved? Well, first of all, admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we deserve, what we have come to us, for the wages of sin. Didn't say the big sin. Didn't say a lot of sins. It says, for the wages of sin is death. That is final. Complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But the gift, not something we earn, a gift, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then he says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. So, Christ paid your penalty, died for it. That's why we read in chapter 10 of Romans, verse 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, that's his deity, the Lord Jesus, his humanity, that paid your price on the cross. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, that is, trust him with your life, and him only with your life. Believe with thine heart. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, that is, saved from the penalty of your sin as well as its power, and have eternal life. He says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is, the righteousness of Christ, as being acceptable, making you accepted before God. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, won't you do that right now? Right where you are. Pray. If you're driving down the road, it'd be good to pull off the side of the road, but listen, you don't have to bow your head to do this. You're talking to God. I pray a lot of times when I'm driving down the road, and I've got my eyes wide open. But perhaps you could form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it, but if you really want to receive Jesus Christ as your God and Savior, to be forgiven of your sin, to be cleansed, and know you have a future in heaven, then pray, believing God and saying, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ, the Lord, shed his blood for all my sin and died on the cross for me. I believe that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up physically, that is bodily, from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you really meant it, then either write us at the address our announcer gives you here in just a few moments, or email us through our website that he will give you. Also, tell someone else, if you have a pastor there, and it's a Bible preaching church, tell him the decision you made and he'll help you with the next decision. If you don't have a church, then look in your internet or wherever you can look to find churches, Baptist, Independent, Fundamental. Find out if they use this King James Bible and if their music is not the contemporary music, but the old-fashioned music. And if you'll call them, tell them the decision you made, they'll help you in the next step. You can go to our website and look up Building Blocks. It's in the left-hand column. Just click on it. It'll take you as a free booklet. It's 10 lessons on how to grow in this new Christian life. And then also, read the Bible daily and think on it. I would recommend to start in the book of John and of the Bible and find a good King James Bible and use it. Don't get the new King James. Use our old 1611 King James. If you go into a bookstore and say that's what you want, they'll know what you're talking about. And you get it and you start reading. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.